The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on September 17, 1987 in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Anchalila, Chapter 8, Text 54 through 117.
Aila-dvaita suni sri Vaikunthapati Agubari lena priya goshtira sanghati. Advaita has come. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the master of the spiritual world, heard. He has come along with all of his dear associates. Nityananda Godadhara sri Puri Gosai Choli leno huri se kaharo bhajjanai. Immediately Nityananda Godadhara and sri Puri Goswami immediately went to greet them in great transcendental happiness. They were not conscious of the external world at that time. They were overwhelmed with joy hearing that Advaita Goswami has come. Sarvabhoma jagat ananda kashi misravar damodar sarupasi pandita shankar kashi shara pandita acharya bhagavan sri padumna misra prema bhakti ra pradan Patra Psi Paramananda Raya Ramananda Chaitanya Dharupala Sukriti Govinda. These are the names of all the different associates who stayed in Jagannath Puri, who were overjoyed to hear that Advaita had come from Mayapur Navadvip Dham. Brahmanda Bharati Sri Rupa Sanatan Raghunatha Vaidya Shivananda Narayan Advaita Rajeshta Putra Sri Achutananda. This is the other side, they're coming. Bani Natha Shiki Mahiti Adi Bhakto Brindo Ananta Chaitanya Vrita Koto Janina. There are unlimited servants of Lord Chaitanya. How many of their names do I know? Ki Choto Ki Boro Sabe Kodila Puran Paramanande Sabe Cholilena Prabhu Sange Bhajo Dishti Bhajo Gana Nahi Karuange. Who is big, who is small? None of this was considered. In great transcendental ecstasy, they all went along with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one had external vision. No one was conscious of the material dualities. Everyone was completely in an ecstatic Krishna conscious mood. Sri Advaita Singha Sarva Vaishnava Sahite Asiyami Lila Prabhu Atara Nalate. Advaita, who is like a lion amongst Vaishnavas, along with all the other devotees, they went and met with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at a place known as Attara Nala. Prabhu Aila Narendra Aguan Dwi Goshti Deki Deka Deki Hailo Vidyaman. The Lord was going towards Narendra Lake with his associates. In this way the two parties could see each other. Dure Deki Dwi Goshti Anno Nirasa. Dandavata Hoya Sabha Podila Vaishnava. At a distance, the two groups of devotees could see each other. Immediately they fell down to the ground like sticks, offering their respects to the others. Dhure Dhure Advaitere Deki Sri Vaikunthana Hasra Mukhe Korite Lagila Dantapat. From a distance, Advaita could see the Lord of the spiritual world, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Immediately his eyes filled with tears of love and he started to offer his obeisances. Sri Advaita Dhure Deki Nijo Pranana Puna Puna Hoite Lagila Pranipat. Advaita from a distance could see the Lord of his life. Again and again he started to offer his obeisances and his surrender. Asukampo Seda Murcha Pula Kahumka Dandavata Boi Kichu Nahi Dekiyar. Tears were coming from his eyes. His body was shaking in ecstasy. He was fainting in ecstasy. Sometimes his hairs were standing on end. And sometimes he was loudly shouting in joy. In this way, apart from offering his respects to Lord Chaitanya, he was not conscious of anything else. Dui goshti dandavata keva kare kore sabai chaitanya rase vibolantare. And the two groups, everyone is offering obeisances, but to who? Who can keep track? Everyone is completely overwhelmed with the ecstasy of Chaitanya's transcendental mellows of devotional service. Kiba choto kiba boro gani ba gani dandavata kore sabe kore haridwani. Who was big, who was small, who was very learned, who was very neophyte? No one was taking any consideration. In great ecstasy chanting Haribo Haribo, they were offering obeisances to one another. Isharo korena bhakto shange dandavat adwaitadi prabhu o koren seimat. Even the Lord himself, along with the devotees, offered his obeisances to everyone. Advaita and the others, they also offered their obeisances to one another. E mato dandavata korite korite dui goshti akatra milila balomote. In this way, offering their obeisances to one another, the two groups, they started to merge together. Ekane je hoilo ananda darshan uccho hari dani uccho ananda krandan. So here, you could see a vision of real transcendental ecstasy. Loud chanting of the holy names of Hari and loud crying in ecstasy. Manushe ki pare iha korite varnan sabe vedo vyasa sahasravadan. What can human beings understand or be able to explain of these transcendental ecstasies? Even the great liberated Vedavyas, the incarnation of Godhead, or Ananta Deva with his thousand mouths, are not able to express in words the ecstasy that the devotees felt in meeting with Lord Chaitanya. Advaita dekiya prabhu loilena kole sinchilenangotan premananda jole. Seeing Advaita, the Lord took him on his lap, and embracing him, Advaita's body was moistened with the tears of love from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sloka puri Advaita korena namaskar hailena Advaita anando avatar. Advaita quoted a verse from the Vedas offering his respects to Lord Chaitanya. Advaita is the incarnation of transcendental bliss. Jato sajjani chiloa prabhu pujibare sabha jaba pasarila kichu nahi spure. All the different articles that were brought in order to worship and give formal ritualistic respect to Lord Chaitanya was completely scattered here and there in the ecstasy, and no one could keep track of where anything was, but it didn't make any difference. The reception was quite adequate, simply on spontaneous love. Ananda Advaita Singha Korena Hunkar Anilu Anilu Bolidake Bharobar. In great transcendental bliss, Advaita, he started to shout, I have brought the Lord, I have brought the Lord. Again and again he was crying out. Heno se hoilo ati uccho hari dwani loka loka purna hoilo heno anumani. Such a huge crowd of people that you couldn't estimate anymore. There's so many people had gathered. And so loudly was the chanting and the shouting of Haribol, Haribol going, that it became beyond anyone's imagination. Vaishnavera ki dai agyana jato jan taharao Haribole korai khairan. How can you blame the Vaishnavas for crying in ecstasy? Anyone, even someone who just wandered there, he got swept up in the ecstasy. They started to chant Hari and feel like crying for joy. Sarva bhakta goshti ananye goladhori anande rodhana kore bole hori hori. All of the association of devotees, they started to embrace each other and crying in ecstasy, they are saying hori hori. All glories to Sri Hari. Advaitare sabe kurila namaskar Jahara Nimito Sri Chaitanya Avatar, and everyone offered their respects to Advaita, who by whose mercy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended from the spiritual world to bring the ocean, the inundation of Krishna Prema, pure love, into this world. Maha Uchudani Maha Kori Sankirtan Dui Goshti Korite Lagila Totokan. Then, very loudly, a great Mahasankirtan was held, and the two groups, they all began to chant Hare Krishna together. Kato kato ke ba nache ke ba kondi ke gai ke ba kondi ke pori gora gori jai Prabhu deki sabhi hoila anande bibala Prabhu o nache namache parama mangala. So some people, they are dancing in ecstasy. Some people, they are loudly chanting. Some people, they are feeling so overwhelmed, they start just rolling in the dust in ecstasy. The Lord, He sees that everyone is overwhelmed in transcendental ecstasy. So then He becomes inspired, and amongst all the devotees, He begins to dance, which is supremely auspicious and beautiful to see. Nityananda Advaite Koriya Kola Koli Nache Dui Mato Singha Hoya Kuti Kutu Holi. The Nityananda and Advaita, they started to embrace each other, and they too danced like mad lions jumping in ecstasy. Sarva Vaishnavere Prabhu Dori Jane Jane Yalingana Korena Parama Priti Mane. All of the Vaishnavas would embrace the Lord with a great sentiment of love and affection. Bhakta Natha Bhakta Vasa Bhaktiran Jivan Bhakta Goladhuri Prabhu Korena Rodan. The Lord of the devotees, under the control of the devotees, and the life of the devotees. That Lord, He would cry in ecstasy, holding the neck of His devotees. Jagannatha Devairagyaya Sekhan Sahasra Sasamalai Lachandan. By the mercy of Lord Jagannath, at that moment, thousands and thousands of flower garlands came, also came sandalwood pulp. Agyamala Deki Harshe Si Gauran Gaurai Agri Dilasi Advaita Singhira Golai. Seeing all of the prasadam garlands coming, immediately Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu started to laugh. He took the first garland and he offered it around the neck of Sri Advaita Gosai. Sarva Vaishnavirango Sri Hoste Apone Puripurna Kurilena Malaya Chandane Dekiya Prabhu Kripa Sarva Bhaktagan Bahu Tuli Uchu Uchai Sore Korena Krandan. Then the Lord took garlands and chandan, and with His own transcendental lotus hands, He decorated His devotees with sandalwood pulp on their forehead and a flower garland around their neck. Seeing the mercy of the Lord, all of the devotees started to raise their hands and cry, chant Hare Krishna, loudly crying in ecstasy. Sabai magena bhor si charana dhori janme janme jano prabhu tumana pasori. They all begged, grabbing the lotus feet of the Lord. Dear Lord, even birth after birth, may I never be separated from Your devotional service. Kimanushu pasupa ki hoye jata thota tumar charan jano dekhiye sarvota. Whether I come as a human being or as an animal or as a bird, whichever birth You want me to take in my next birth, I pray that I may never be deprived of seeing Your divine lotus feet. Ebor deho prabhu karuna sagor pada padma dhuri kande sabanuchar. Kindly give us this blessing, O Lord, who are the ocean of transcendental mercy. Grabbing His lotus feet, the followers would cry, begging for our Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Vaishnava grihini jato puti bratagan dure taki prabhu deki khora ye krandan. The Vaishnava grihinis, the Vaishnavis, all the wives of the Vaishnavas who were at a distance, seeing the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were also crying in ecstasy. Tasavara Premada Adhare Antunahi Pai Sabe Vaishnavi Shakti Vedo Kichunai. There, depth of pure love for Lord Chaitanya knew no bounds. They were all Vaishnavis, transcendental potencies, and they were not different from the Lord. They were all pure devotees. Gyano bhakti joge sabe potira saman kohiya achena si chaitanya bhagavan. So they're equal with their husbands in knowledge of the devotional service and in bhakti yoga. This has been spoken by Sri Chaitanya Bhagavan.
Haribo, haribo.
Shatila suddenly got a tape recorder out. But all the husbands left. This is not fair. E matoba jagita nitta sankirtane ailena sabara choliya prabhur sone. In this way, with musical instruments, with songs, with dancing, and with the sankirtan, they all came together along with the Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Heno se ai hoilo prema bhaktira prakash, heno nahi dekhi jara nahoya ulas. Where has anyone seen such a manifestation of pure love and devotion? Where has anyone, it's never been seen that such a transcendental happiness so spontaneously manifested. Utta atanala hoite dasa danda hoile Mahaprabhu ailena narendra kule. So from Atanala, about 10 dandas. How much is a danda? About 6 feet is a danda? So 60 feet, pretty close. I think a danda is 60 feet. About 60 feet from there, the Lord reached to the Narendra River, lake. Heno Kali Ramakrishna Sri Jatra Govinda Jala Keli Kori Bari Aila Narendra. Just at that time, Lord Jagannath and Krishna, Krishna Jagannath and Sri Ram Balaram, they came in procession to enjoy water sports. Haridwani kola holo midanga kahalo shankabheri joya thak bajaye vishal. Loud chanting of Haribol, Haribol, loud tumultuous sound from the clay drums, from conch shells, and from gongs and joytaks and other forms of musical instruments. Sahasra sahasra chatra pataka chamor. Thousands and thousands of umbrellas and flags and chamar fans, that means yak-tail fans. Chatur dike sobha kore parama sundar. In this way, in all directions, it was very beautiful to see, very transcendental, attractive. Moha joy joy sabdo moha hori doni. Iha boyar kono sabdo nahi suni. So loudly was the chanting of glories, chanting of the Hari Bol going, that you couldn't hear any other sound. It was overwhelming vibration. Ram Krishna Sri Govinda Mohakutu Hole Utarila Si Sabe Narendra Kule. Jagannath Goshti Sri Chaitanya Goshti Sane Mishaila Tanao Bhulila Sankirtane. So on one side the Jagannath's group was coming, on the other side Lord Chaitanya, and then they all merged together in a great big Mahasankirtan. Dui Goshti Yaka Hoi Ki Hoilo Ananda Ki Vaikuntha Sukhe Asi Hoilo Murti Manto. Chatur dike lokera anando antonai sabakoren korayena chaitanya gosai. The two groups, when they came together, what bliss, what nectar! That ecstasy from the spiritual world has come down and taken form right in the material world.
and four directions, all of the people were in such bliss that there was no limit to their happiness. Everyone was simply put in this ecstasy by the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Ram Krishna Sri Govinda Utira Nokai Chaturdike Bhakta Gana Chamara Tulai. So Jagannath and Baladev, they went onto a boat, and all the directions the devotees were fanning them. Ramakrishna Sri Govinda Nokaya Vijoy Dikiya Santosha Sri Gauranga Mohasoi. Seeing Jagannath and Baladev enjoying their sojourn on the boat, Lord Chaitanya became very satisfied. Prabhuro Sakala Bhakta Loi Kutu Hole Jap Diya Purilena Narendra Jole. Then the Lord, along with all of his devotees, in a sudden expression of joy, jumped into the Narendra water. Suno bhai si chaitanya Krishna avatar, se jai rupe Narendra jale ki gorila bihar. Listen, my dear brothers, how the incarnation of Godhead Sri Krishna Chaitanya enjoyed water sports in the water of the Narendra lake. Purbe jamunai jano shishugana meli mandali hoya korinena jolakeli se rupe sakal vaishnav gana meli parampara kore dhori hoila mandali. Just as Krishna used to enjoy pastimes in the Jamuna River as a child, playing water sports with all of his friends, in the same way, Lord Chaitanya was enjoying transcendental water sports in the water, along with the other devotees. Forming different groups, one on the other, were splashing each other with water. Gaura deshe jala kiliyache koya name se jala kriya aram vilena pratame. In the country of Bengal, there's a water sport known as koya. That water sport was first begun. Koya koya boli korotale dano jale Jale Bhado Bhajayana Vaishnava Shakale. Saying Koya Koya, they were splashing the water. And as the water was splashed, Jale Bhade Bhado Bhajayan. So in this way everyone was saying Koya Koya and splashing it. But I don't know, now we have to look into this. I'm no water sport. I never know if it's in the Olympics, but I think you know that sport?
Yes.
You're from West Bengal or East Bengal?
West Bengal.
They don't have enough water in West Bengal to have water. East Bengal is more a water sport. In this way, it goes on.
Actually,
Vrindavan Das Thakur, in his explanation of Chaitanya's pastimes, frequently in very poetic Bengali language, it's hard to express in English. I mean, his language is so poetic. In Bengali, with many allegories, synonyms, rhymes, very many different poetic decorations or embellishments, presents how the Lord Chaitanya was and his associates kind of just swept away in a flood of transcendental ecstasy. And he does it very effectively, very wonderfully. I don't know if I really able to translate it, even touching the mood, but actually this may sound unusual to some, but actually the point is that our nature of the soul is to be Sachit Ananda, eternally, blissfully filled with spiritual knowledge. Everyone wants to be happy, and actually the happiness that we're looking for is within us. It's a natural part of us, and that becomes manifest in association with devotees, when we become close to the transcendental Lord, when our original spiritual potency and nature starts to become manifest by chanting the name of Lord Chaitanya, the Hare Krishna mantra, one can also associate with the Lord even today. Of course, we're reading about how very fortunate persons could directly associate with the Lord physically in His presence. So naturally, we feel deprived of that great opportunity. But we also can associate with the Lord through this sound vibration. On the absolute level, sound as vision, visible objects or audible objects are not different. Because on the absolute, everything is absolute, everything is one. The duality is not there. In this world, if you say water, it's not the same as the object water. But in the absolute world, the name Krishna is the same as the person Krishna. So by chanting Hare Krishna, one can feel the presence of Krishna. By chanting Chaitanya Jagannath, one can feel the presence of the Lord. In fact, sometimes being covered over, even being in the physical presence of the deity, we may become careless or become unconscious. But by chanting their name, we can feel more of a presence. So, therefore, in the Kali Yuga, even we do deity worship, the chanting of the names of the mantras is necessary. And by chanting the mantras, one can feel not only a presence, but a very intense presence, even an ecstatic presence. It's difficult to give that much concentration. So the drums, the chanting, the kartals, the instruments, they help us to get a more intense concentration. The more we are concentrated on the Lord, the more we feel a spiritual joy. That joy is actually within us. It's something that even the mind can't figure out, where does it come from? Because the mind is basically seated in the senses. So the mind can figure out if we eat something, it has that experience. It can figure out if we feel something, if we taste something, if we smell something, if we hear something. But with this ecstasy, the mind can't even figure it out. Actually, what is this happening? But of course, the mind doesn't get much of a chance to think, worry about it until after it's all over. it's one of the... Because the mind is on a much lower level, the mind, the psyche, then the spirit soul, then the pure consciousness. So, it's a great opportunity by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to chant Hare Krishna, to associate with the devotees. You can see how much Lord Chaitanya loved his devotees. And all the devotees are very dear to the Lord, and therefore we should also take advantage of their association. And in this association, engage in associating with the Lord, with Lord Krishna Chaitanya, by chanting his transcendental names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Pad Ki Jai.
Any questions?
Yes, Lord Charipada. When will we be able to see the, and when will the people of the world be able to see Chaitanya Bhagavata, the English language, Anupaya? So,
when Atlanta and other temples would allow me to have a schedule where I could give darshan before 7 o'clock, take rest at 8 and get up at 1 or 2 o'clock and translate at night. If you can arrange that, then I can... You can enforce, I'll take rest at 8, I'll get up at 1 or 2, and I'll translate for 3-4 hours directly. But if you all have it that I stay up till 8, to begin the darshan, and the darshan ends at 10, and I have everything I can do just to get up at 3, 4. So I want to talk about that. There's a lot of books that are pending and translating, but it's very difficult for me to turn down opportunities to talk with devotees or to answer questions. At the same time, unless there is somehow, like Prabhupada, he would just get up at 1 o'clock and translate straight through until 6, and then he'd go on a morning walk. But since the short example for the devotees, I should attend Mangalarti, so that leaves me up till 4, taking a half hour for bathing. So that means if I get up at 1, I'll have 3 hours, which is something. But to get up at 1, then I should be able to take rest at least 4 to 5 hours before that. So Mayapur, sometimes I was able to get into that routine and there wasn't any emergency like the flood or something. But when I'm traveling, I haven't been able to work out. Of course, the other way of doing is even 4 hours of sleep at night is enough, but then if I get 2 hours of sleep in the afternoon, I even did that for a short time. But usually what happens is in the afternoon you don't get any peace, the phone rings or this, and then the next night, if you don't take rest in the afternoon, then it catches up to you. Probably when I get older, maybe need less sleep, but I'm not that old yet.
Still need 5-6 more, more or less.
Actually, Charipad, I had a question. You kept talking about offering obeisances. I didn't quite know what you meant by that in your story. You're talking about people offering obeisances to Krishna.
No, you see, when you meet at the, when we go in the temple, we bow down. So when you first meet devotees, it's customary to bow down to them, being that they're carrying Krishna in their heart. So in this case, but sometimes maybe a person's a very senior Vaishnava or a spiritual master, he won't bow down to his disciple or to someone on the level of his disciple. But in this case, everyone was just so overwhelmed with meeting with Lord that no one was considering who's the disciple or nephew or this or that, just bowing down to everybody. Any other question? Any pregunta? Una pregunta?
No.
Ningún? No other questions?
I just have a question about the book that I gave you last month. If it would be useful as a preaching tool, whether I should start using it or what I should do.
You're here to produce that book for me.
Not right now.
Not right now.
I have to review it again.
I read a couple of manuscripts. First. So I read the question again tomorrow. I have to read out of the producers. Refresh my memory.
That was 3 weeks ago.
Any other question? Bring the tapes.
Many years of experience preaching. What's the single most important thing for devotees here in the temple to be doing or concentrating as far as bringing more devotees to this temple? Because we need more devotees to do all this.
Lord Chaitanya said, Apani acharito dharmo pore kishika. Understand? Apani acharito. Achar means practice. So it says, by practicing oneself, by being a practical example, one should instruct others on the science of Krishna consciousness. That sometimes by preaching, by presentation, someone may be interested. But then naturally when someone comes by, they want to see how do the devotees live, how do they act, how do they interrelate, how do they live their lives. Whether it equates with the philosophy. The philosophy, any intelligent person can find it very attractive. It's very complete. So Lord Chaitanya, he said, Apuni acharito dharmo keshika. That by your practice of devotional service, you should teach others by your practical example. So if someone is a good example of Vaishnava behavior, Vaishnava achar, Vaishnava practice, and Vaishnava qualities like friendliness, tolerance, patience, determination, enthusiasm, so many other Vaishnava qualities, then naturally that is very enlightening for other persons to want to associate with such nice persons. That's a good impetus for people to join the association. You always hear that someone became frustrated because of witnessing or seeing something like which wasn't really something that should happen in a devotional or in a bhakti yoga situation. So of course it's natural because when people come, there's so many people living in the ashram that are rather new, untrained, learning. So actually could be expected that there are going to be shortfalls. However, generally the even newer persons, they expect that anybody who's in the ashram should be already the perfect example of like a liberated soul or something. And when they don't come up to that mark, then that sometimes is a cause of disillusionment. And when they do manifest devotional, spiritual qualities, and they're friendly and consistent with the other persons, then it's a good impetus for them, and it helps them to relate with what the teaching is. And certainly it opens the door for integration, if that's their desire, or for anybody for coming and associating on a more intimate level. Say that by preaching you can get someone to come to the temple, but by proper Vaishnava example you can enlighten someone to become more involved in a longer term basis. Of course, every individual is different. Some people are already very advanced, and so when they come in contact, it's like just they were just like a fraction from maybe in the last life, they're almost perfect and they just have a little bit remaining to achieve. So when they come in association with devotees, they immediately respond. But there are others that the vast majority may not be so advanced, may have little or no previous experience. So then, depending on how much spiritual strength they still need, or inversely, how weak they are, that's how minor the size of the inadequacy or a bad example of someone else or lack of a good example could affect. If someone's very strong, then they can cross over it easy. If someone's a little more tender, then even a slight push could cause the little tender seedling to get scrumpled a little bit, get bent up. Therefore, the devotees are always responsible for their activities. Although they're not acting on the level of karma, but they act responsibly for the pleasure of Krishna.